This is the Cullinane and Green Report.
Today's podcast comes to you live from the Always On Innovation Summit. Our special guest is Charlene Lee.
Welcome to the Cullinane and Green Report. I'm Joe Cullinane.
And I'm Roger Green.
Cullinane and Green Report regulars will enjoy this podcast as an update to last year's report from the Always On Innovation Summit at Stanford University. And both old and new listeners are in for a real treat. Tony Perkins' Always On Innovation Summit is one of the top events of the year for those like Cullinane and Green who are on the bleeding edge of web and internet technologies and how they apply to business. This year, Tony has set the bar even higher in terms of outstanding speakers and showcase technologies, and we'll do our best to share the excitement through a series of interviews recorded live at the event. Joe had this plum assignment this year, since I'm on an extended business trip in my hometown of Philadelphia. This first interview is with Charlene Lee, and is an interesting update to her interview from last year's summit, when podcasting was just beginning. Listen as she discusses with Joe how things have heated up in this space and what to expect in the future. Charlene is one of the driving forces behind Forrester's social computing and Web 2.0 research. She examines how companies can use technologies like blogs, social networking, RSS, tagging, and widgets for marketing purposes. During her 8 years at Forrester, Charlene has also led the marketing and media research team and ran the San Francisco office. In her research, Charlene covers such marketing-related topics as consumer portals, search, and media site design. She also leverages her background in newspaper publishing and looks at online local media and online classifieds. In the past, she has also written about online advertising, online gaming, and media content strategies. She also contributes to her Groundswell blog and plans to publish a book by the same name in the spring of 2008. A former strategy consultant for Monitor Company, Charlene is a magna cum laude graduate of Harvard University and holds an MBA from Harvard Business School. So relax and enjoy this interview that puts you right at the leading edge of technology trends in business. And look for the rest of Joe's Always On 2007 interviews over the next few weeks. And of course, thanks for listening to the report. Remember, at Cullinane and Green, we're on the bleeding edge, so you don't have to be.
So, welcome back to the Cullinane and Green Report, Charlene.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, we're here again at Stanford, beautiful Palo Alto. And what's happened in the year since we last spoke to you in the whole world of social computing and all? Anything exciting, or is it pretty much the same as last year?
It's, a lot of interesting things are happening. Last year, people were sort of like, what is it? What do I do with it? Isn't this something that my teenagers do? And now it's actually become something that's a high priority for many companies, especially in the marketing departments, to figure out what their strategy is going to be around this. And frankly, many companies are at a loss. They really don't know where to begin. They see a hodgepodge, an alphabet soup of technologies in front of them, and some very enthusiastic people within the company saying, we got to do blogs, we got to do social networking, we have to have a place in Second Life. And they can't make heads and tails of this.
Right, and we're talking about some major corporations too, some large organizations that are really trying to figure out how to move forward. So, as you, in your role as an analyst, and by the way, has your role changed at all? A new title or something like that?
I'm pretty much the same job. I am doing some interesting new things. I am writing a book with another analyst, right? Josh Burnoff, who is also at Forrester. We've been working together for over 8 years. And
wow.
So we can read each other's minds just about.
Well, I noticed he's on the blog now.
Exactly.
The blog has expanded. And they're probably a little easier to post because blogs can be difficult to something every day.
Frankly, I was really tired. I was really tired of blogging. I needed to do some writing, do some hardcore research.
Right.
And I'm not blogging as much right now. He's doing most of the blogging. I have a couple posts in the work. They're also like 3/4 of the way done. but it's now time for me to start posting again. Just been really focusing on getting some good research out there.
So can you give us a little preview of what the book's about? I have some ideas, but...
Yeah, it's definitely around this whole idea of how do you create strategies with these social technologies.
Wow.
And so most of the books that have been out there, most of the research has been around point solutions. How to do blogging really well. How to do word-of-mouth marketing really well.
Right.
Which is fantastic. But companies are kind of scratching their heads and saying, why do I do this? So where do I start? How does this fit into my overall company strategy? And frankly, we're talking about something that's absolutely core and fundamental to a company. Really, how do you interact with your customers? How do you interact with your employees? And these social technologies are really changing the way you can do those things and creating some new opportunities and also some very interesting threats.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think, you know, as we talked about last year, it was, oh, there's all this stuff going on, let's check it out. Now it's, gosh, we have to do something with it. What do we do? And I think you're absolutely right. It's got to be a strategic decision. How does this fit in our overall communication strategy? What is our objective? What are we trying to accomplish? And so, Forrester, you produce a lot of research in that area and all. So you're working with clients and customers to teach them how to do that?
Yes. We're doing a lot of workshops, for example, both multi-company workshops. We have one coming up next week about blogging and another one around social computing. We do them customized also for the companies. There's a tremendous demand for this on how to do it. And we basically think that there are five different strategies or goals, so to speak. Basically, and they're fairly obvious, but if you organize it this way, it kind of starts to make sense. We think that you can listen better. You can talk better with your customers and employees. You can energize them to get them to do more things for you. They can support each other now. And you can also start embracing them, bringing them into the company. So depending on what your key business pain point is, strategic focus is going to be, we strongly advocate that companies pick one of those areas to begin with. And embracing is one of those things that you kind of get to after you start doing the other things really well.
So pick a spot to start. And one of the things I think is an interesting question is, how do you decide which medium to use to begin with? Do you do a blog? Do you do a podcast? Do you start a wiki? Is there some magic to the formula?
There isn't. I think the best thing to do is to go back to your goal. Because even if you want to talk better to somebody, you can choose any of those things to talk to people.
Right.
And it really depends on how you want to talk to them, the kind of relationship you want to form with them. If you define those things, your goals, your relationships, then you can pick the appropriate technologies. Because in the end, it's the relationships that matter, and technology is going to change underneath you constantly.
Right. So it's really, again, back to that strategy, back to that goal. What are you trying to accomplish? And then you pick the best tool for that.
Exactly.
And maybe I think last year you said, try a few out, you know, just get out there and do it and see what works. You know, it's funny, we talked about blogs last year, and I remember saying, you know, I was doing a blog and I got tired of doing it. I love doing the podcast now. And I think that happens as an individual. You know, one medium takes you so far, and then, like, you're doing a book now because you want to get really in depth in a topic. And it's funny because we talked to Guy Kawasaki here, and he was talking about how he, you know, he's got a new site where he does like 30 character entries, and then he's got the blog that he does, and then the book, and it's a, you know, it's a different mindset and reaching a different audience. And as you said, you can really get in depth into a concept in a book. So I'm looking. Do you have a title for the book?
Yes, it's called Groundswell.
Oh,
so it's the same name as the blog.
Good branding.
Yes, we thought that through. It's going to be put out by Harvard Business School Press in the spring of 2008.
Excellent. Gosh. Well, you know, if you get it out, if you want to talk about it earlier, we'd love to have you on the Culinary Green Report.
Yeah, we definitely will be talking about it.
Excellent.
And so
excellent.
The foundation, those five strategies that we talked about are the foundations of the book.
Right, right.
And so we've been very open about the outline of the chapters are on the blog. We've been very open about this.
So you're basically keeping it open, sort of like what Chris Anderson did with
Longtail.
Mm-hmm. He basically wrote... And he indicated that some of it you just can't put on the blog. It doesn't make sense. But so you're opening it up. You're using social computing to get feedback to put
into
the book?
Yes. We have, for example, also an awards program. We have a big Forrester event coming up in the fall, the Consumer Forum event in October in Chicago. And we have five categories of awards for each of the strategies I talked about. You also have one around overall strategy. And we added just a new one last week. This is my passion, about how social computing technologies can make an impact on society.
The
Social Impact Award.
Right.
And so you'll get a badge, you'll get a Groundswell badge on your blog, wherever you want to put it.
Well, I'm based out of Chicago, so we'll have to get together. Yeah. So what are some of the pitfalls, though? You know, there's a lot of good things you can do with it, but what should people watch out for?
They should watch out for these point solutions, these point things that we just throw it out just to get it out there.
Right.
I think it's good to try it, you know, dip your toe into it, figure out what's going on. But if that's going to be your strategy, that's not a strategy.
Right.
And the worst thing you can do is to fling something out there, your consumers get into it, and then you're not going to support it. Now, what kind of relationship is that?
Right.
It's not treating your customers with respect in that way.
That's true. I think, you know, you build up kind of a fan base, and then people, and then it's not there anymore. That's fascinating. Are there any companies in particular that, I love this alfresco. We always get the truck noise here. Any companies in particular you're watching that you think are doing a good job of?
Oh, there are quite a few companies. Unilever, for example, has been doing a lot of work around their Dove, the Real Beauty campaign. And they have this one with this transformation of a woman from everyday kind of person into a beautiful model. And they film it all in 30-second transformation and post it up onto YouTube.
Really?
And so that was an interesting way to sort of get a groundswell of people talking about it. Or Will It Blend, the series from Blendtec on YouTube, where they've actually quadrupled the consumer sales that they have through these videos. They have this super-duper blender, and they threw iPods into there, and it recently just got an iPhone and blended it up. So, you know, some really innovative things that are out there. And I keep coming back to it's that innovation, these ideas.
Yeah. It seems like video is really advanced in the last year quite a bit.
It definitely has, especially with YouTube being there. But I think social networking, what Facebook is doing with their applications, I see what Dell is doing with their Idea Storm, where customers can put up ideas and then people vote on them. And so the top ideas then get reviewed by the company.
Wow, that's cool. Well, I know you're going to be chairing a panel in a few minutes. Jeff, just two more questions. One thing I thought was really interesting last time is we talked about what you're personally doing. You were reading some books with your kids. And so what are you reading and listening to now? Are you listening to more podcasts?
I'm not listening to so many. I read very few blogs. I listen to very few podcasts, honestly. I am on a restricted media diet, so to speak, and have been for quite a while now. And it's primarily because there's just so much noise out there.
Right.
And what I do is there are a couple sources that I listen to and read fairly regularly, not even daily. I'll go back and sort of catch up. But I am very directed. I am looking at, for example, widgets and their use in marketing. So I will read everything I can. I'll go through my various sources, expert interviews, and be very directed based on those goals again. And I do recommend that companies, rather than trying to understand the whole space, because you can't.
Right.
It's just impossible. Really focus on what it is that you're trying to solve and find the best practices.
Well, I always wondered how you kept up with all that. How do you keep up with it? I mean, every day they're like mushrooms are popping up.
Can't.
So essentially you just pick some specific things you're looking for and watch those very closely. And I assume a lot of things come to you, too.
Right. A lot of people come to me and I say no to a lot of them. I say yes to a lot of them. I base what I pay attention to, because my attention is extremely valuable. I have very limited time.
Right.
I base it on what my clients need.
Right.
And I keep hyper-focused on what my clients need, and I solve their problems. And that's been the key to my success.
That makes
a lot
of sense.
So it is not that my, you know, go and ask me what I know about Second Life. I will tell you, I don't know that much about it, but I know enough about Second Life to advise our clients to say, don't spend much time there because there's nobody there.
Right.
And so I can take a quick look, understand what the situation is, decide whether it's important or not, and then be that filter.
That's great. That's great. That's very valuable. Okay, the final question. We asked you this last year, so it's not new. But what's the one question in the year since we've spoken with you that nobody's asked you that you wish they would have asked you?
The key thing that I keep looking at still is really where does this go forward from here? What's the next step that I have to be prepared for that I haven't even thought about yet? And some people ask me that every once in a while, it's sort of like, what's Web 3.0 or what's coming after this? But it's not so much in terms of, you know, what's really the game-changing thing that's out there. And I think the key thing that I keep looking at is this consumer control, this progression of that. We can personalize content, personalize pages. I see a future where we can actually customize the applications we use, where we become actual developers and mashup makers.
And they're making it so easy. So you can almost select they're doing that to a certain extent with your home pages and all. But so you're essentially saying that the company will put it out there, there'll be all kinds of options. You can basically make it your own application. Won't that be difficult for companies to support, though?
I think the companies who can support that would be the ones who win.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure seeing you. I know you have a panel, so I'll let you get going. And hopefully we'll see you in Chicago.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Cullinane and Green Report. We hope you'll join us again next time. In the meantime, remember, we're on the bleeding edge, so you don't have to be.